Informing, inspiring, and engaging with area voters, we bring you In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU. This is Lisa Berry, and this time in our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, we're talking about a special community connection known as the Dexter Forum. Joining us to tell us more about that are organizers and moderators of the community event, Carl Fink and John Hansen. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Those names may sound familiar to some, as Carl Fink is a longtime resident of Dexter, a retired circuit court judge and part of the Fink law practice in Ann Arbor. And John Hansen, what hasn't he done? A longtime resident of Dexter, former superintendent, state house representative, city manager, regional director of the March of Dimes, president of the Ann Arbor Chamber of Commerce. Not keeping too busy, are you, John?
Well, I had a good run there. I'm trying to be retired now, working just as hard as I was before, but not getting paid for it.
So tell me about the Dexter Forum.
The Forum is a gathering, the first and third Saturdays of every month in our community wellness center, of interested citizens who want to sit down and talk about important events politically, heavily leaning towards local.
And when was it started?
We're just finishing our fourth year.
Did you come up with the idea yourself, or was it based on something else?
Well, it really has some roots. Carl and I have known each other a long, long, long time. You know, when I was high school principal, he was in charge of supply. His six children all came through under my watch there, so we got to know each other in that regard. But the roots were really from Ypsilanti. There is a forum here in Ypsilanti called the Fletcher Forum that Carl knows more about, because Carl is actually from Ypsilanti, so I'll let him describe that.
Well, that's been meeting for a number of years, named after Peter Fletcher, a longtime leader locally, statewide, and nationally primarily as a Republican. John and I had both attended that. I used to attend it quite a bit. We decided that was something that we would try to do in Dexter. And we followed pretty much the format that they do, not totally, but in many ways, to have a place where people could come together, as John said, to talk about issues of importance to the community, but in particular to the people that gather.
What do you typically end up talking about?
Well, our system is the agenda is determined, we say, by those present. So we just get there and see who shows up and say, what do we need to talk about today? And we tend to avoid national divisive issues. We don't say we won't do that, but our point is we have a couple of mottos. One is listen and learn. Listen and learn, not fight. We don't argue, and we just don't do that. And Carl and I present ourselves as moderators, as people who approach solutions from different directions. And we choose those words carefully, because life is about solving problems, not just screaming about them. And he and I kind of agree. We have to govern the country. We have to do what has to be done. And we can come at that from different perspectives. But eventually, we have to get along together and solve the problem. So that's kind of our goal, if you will.
And it's on a bipartisan basis. John's identified as a Democrat. I'm identified as a Republican. And we wanted people to know that when they came, it was not slanted one way or the other. And so we welcomed that identification so people would know that it was not a meeting of any particular political party.
Who typically attends the Dexter Forum?
We just had 60 last week. We were running in the 30s and 40s for a while, and we thought there'd be a post-election slowdown, but instead we had a crowd. It tends to be a group that's older. We try to get to about 40% female. Anybody can come in, but it's not quite half and half by gender yet, but we're very, very welcoming of women. And we tend to have, at any given session, our local county commissioners. We have two that serve our area. We always have members of our city council there. There are always one or two members of our Board of Education there, and a lot of people who have served in many of these roles in the past. So there's a lot of expertise in the room in terms of quelling rumors, or sometimes we start rumors, as Carl says.
No.
In our time, our almost four-year run here, we've had 350 people attend at least once. That's who's on the mailing list. I send out notes after each meeting because, you know, they can't all come. And it shouldn't all come. People come when they want to, when they feel like it, when they have time, when you know, there's something to say, but so we have a bit of a reputation out there somehow.
John makes what I've referred to as award-winning notes after each meeting. He summarizes what has taken place and sends it out to these folks on the mailing list. They're all people that ask to be on the list, and he does such a good job with his notes. It is very informative to people in the community. We don't have a Dexter newspaper per se anymore, and this is one of the ways that there's communication about what's taking place locally.
Yeah, the lack of the newspaper, I think, was part of what got us going, too, because, you know, Dexter at least once was a little town. It's really fairly metropolitan now. But it was our common source of information. And the paper in its day printed anything. I mean, every letter to the editor, you could write a letter to the editor that was, you know, 1,000 words long. They'd print every word. So everybody that had something to say got to say it. And we lost that forum. And we needed a way to convey information locally in a reasonable way. So I think that's part of what got us going, too.
And sometimes you have candidates show up as well, if they're running for election?
Yes, we have them give what we call stump speeches. John's wife, Sandy, made probably 2x2, 2 inches tall replica of a stump. And when we have people that are advocating either for a cause or as a candidate or on behalf of a candidate, they speak from the stump and give a stump speech. That we give them 5 minutes to make their talk, and then we have time afterwards for questions. And we've emphasized that the questions from the folks that are there are not cross-examination or argument, but they're questions to gather more information about what the person said or what their position is on a particular issue.
Would you say the point of the Dexter Forum is to inform people, or is there a lot of back-and-forth conversation, people sharing their views?
We say listen and learn. We're not trying to be persuasive in the discussions. So there's a lot of information, a lot of, you know, I heard that the school district is about to do X. Well, there's the school board vice president sitting there and saying, yeah, you know, that decision, that topic came up, but there's no decision about that. So you kind of quell rumors a little bit like that. So we just don't do the arguing part. And when the candidates are on the stump, we tell them you can't mention your opponent. Don't mention your opponent. Just tell us why we should vote for you. And if you say it's because I have plans to fix the roads. A fair question is, tell us about your plans, as opposed to, you know, is it true that you and your ex-husband were once caught and arrested for embezzlement or something? We don't need that stuff. Somebody else will do that. We just keep it straight and fair.
The Dexter Forum sounds like a good old-fashioned town hall.
Yeah, that's a fair comparison.
Except we take no positions on anything.
Yep.
And are you encouraging other communities to begin their own forums like this?
You know, I think it's kind of organic. We've had some questions here and there, you know, like, are we going to get into the franchise business? and we're not. We would certainly be happy to provide advice and counsel to folks that had some idea about what to do. And we have one offshoot, actually, a little bit. Carl's brother is running a similar program in Whitehall.
That's in the Whitehall-Montague area. We meet twice a month. I'm not sure how often they meet, but it's the concept is to have the same type of leadership and same type of forum.
The Dexter Wellness Center is an offshoot of the Five Healthy Towns Foundation, which is an offshoot of the Sale of Chelsea Hospital. And they have this wonderful fitness facility with a wonderful conference room in it. And they provide that to us free of charge because we further their mission of helping people connect in healthy ways.
Carl Fink and John Hansen of the Dexter Forum, thank you so much for sharing information about that on this edition of In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.